Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. Brought to you by Texas First Bank on Sports Radio 610.
Texans getting national attention. Ryan Clark yesterday, before the Texans game, had this to say before kick.
The Houston Texans, Justin Reed, is a healthy scratch today. He started all 4 years for the Houston Texans. He's played free safety. He's played strong safety. He's a healthy scratch because of a disagreement. He's a healthy scratch because he answered a question honestly when asked by the coaching staff. Now, coaching staffs have disagreement with players all the time. They usually move on when it's not a fight, when it's not volatile, when it's amicable. They find a way to get to the solution for the problem, and they field the best team they possibly can. That's what winning organizations do. The Houston Texans have decided to let ego, to let emotion, to let feelings get in the way of fielding the best team possible. Justin Reed was a professional, and as the leader of the team, he answered a question that was asked of him. Now he won't suit up. This is one of the best players on the team, a player that sacrificed much for the Houston Texans. Now he's repaid by not getting his helmet because he was honest.
That's what Ryan Clark had to say. Very close with Justin Reed. They worked out. Safe to say that's Justin Reed's point of view. David Culley says it was about more than a disagreement. He says he violated, he being Justin Reed, a rule. 713-572-4610. If you want to get in, Landry Locker, Wade Smith in for John Lopez, Figgy Fig holding it down, Larry and Stafford. Larry, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, fellas, I almost hung up, man, because you and Smitty psychoanalyzing that train wreck on Kirby gave me a damn headache, because it's real simple. When you Landry, you say you want to know what you want to know what rule he broke. He probably told Chris Conley he ain't about nothing. The offense ain't about nothing. He probably told him Tyrod didn't do nothing that's worth a damn neither. And then he probably told Cully you was the worst wide receiver coach in the history of football. And they just gave your ass a head coaching position, and you can't even have no accountability because they won't even give your ass a playbook. So that's probably what the rules was. So then they got all in their feelings because we know Cully's spineless, man. We know he don't have no power over there. So then Jack go over there and whisper in his ear, you got to do something because we can't allow the inmates to run there. You know how that go. And so then Justin Reed go to practice on Friday, and then Cully walks up to him and tell him, well, we're not going to play you even though you're one of our best defensive players because you hurt somebody's feelings after we beat the Titans. We know this is a mess, man. It just goes back to Cal McNair and everybody else. But, Smitty, you said something. You said there's rules over there, right? We know that there's rules, but we also know there are people that are exceptions to those rules, like the Andre Johnsons of the world, like the Wade Smiths of the world, like the Dwayne Browns of the world, like the Justin Reeds of the world on that old trash-ass team over there. So you're going to take a leader off the field and hurt the whole squad? That's why your ass probably lost yesterday. You hurt the whole team by doing that. You could have set him down for a snap or a series or something and still got your point across, but not old bubblegum-chewing David Culley ass. He wanted to try to make an example like he's strong. which we know his ass would not be the head coach of my Pee Wee football team if I had one to let him ask anywhere near it, because he don't know what he's doing. And so we sit here and we watch the stadium empty out. We watch the parking lots not have anybody over there that's worth a damn. We see Larry and Stafford haven't been to a game probably since 2020. We see all these things, but old Cal and Nick and all them other clowns over there sitting over, we got a plan and it's going to work. Up until the plan that don't work, and then they have to bring in another damn plan. Here's what the problem is, and we know what it is. They suck. They have nobody over there worth watching. They have nobody in management that understands that. And they continuously trying to convince fans whose tickets are valued now at $8 or $7 or $15 to come over there and support that football feeling, which I wouldn't give a damn about. And they know they're doing this. And they know it's going to get worse, because I've said it's going to get worse from the beginning. We know what the problem is because we have – concrete proof from Deshaun Watson, DeAndre Hopkins, J.J. Watt, that they was on the inside and they told us what the problem was. But here's where I want to go before I wrap all this up with my dog, Smitty. Smitty, you boys over there, y'all want to hold on to them ambassador shirts way too tight. Because my dog, Andre Johnson, said ain't nothing good been over there since Jack. So everybody that had them ambassador shirts, my dog, Vontae Leach, Moran, Norris, Marlon Greenwood, Matt Schaub, Walters, Owen Daniels, all y'all should have taken them damn shirts off and threw them on the horns on the 50-yard line and told Cal McNair, we ain't going to support this, what you're doing to this franchise that we spilled blood for by allowing this to happen. But everybody want to be a good old boy and just go along with it. Nick Caserio ass should be fired because that clown hired David Culley. David Culley should be fired because he can't even chew bubble gum without making me want to throw up. And we damn so know Jim Jones should be fired because Jack Easterby is a detriment to anywhere and anything that's over there on Kirby. And now he want to stick Dylan Thompson on the rookie so to get them indoctrinated. Landry, this ain't that complicated. Y'all quit analyzing them jokes over there. Them boys finna go 2-16 or 2-15, and then next year's gonna even get worse in our holler.
Larry, don't hang up.
Are
you still here? Larry, yeah. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If we did what you said and turned in our jerseys and all they're talking about, would it change anything?
I think so. I think so. Because the fans are over there turning in them tickets, not showing up in them games. See, you gotta hit people in the face.
Larry, has it changed anything? Has it changed anything? Yeah, are we still talking about the same stuff? Are you still not going to the game? What does it change?
It's changed something.
Larry.
Let me tell you what it changed.
Larry, let me break this down for you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be a Texan until the day I die. The people that are in decision-making positions will not be. I'm going to rep the colors because that color represents me. I bled for this thing, right? So it ain't about somebody that's making a decision that's going to be here one day and gone the next, all right? I'm not gonna break my relationship with the people of this city that's shown me so much love because I don't agree with what a decision maker makes. Because decision
they
makers
broke
are just
relationship
that.
With you.
No, they didn't. They broke their relationship.
Yeah,
they broke their relationship with the fans. They didn't break the relationship because.
So you're saying you like what's going on, then, Smitty?
No, that's
you
not what I'm
you
saying.
Like what's going on?
Are you listening? Or are you just hearing what you want to hear? Are you listening?
I'm listening, man.
Do you listen to me on the show? Can you give me one idea where I said, I like when they do this or I like when they do that? Everybody knows that what's going on over there don't make no damn sense. But that don't mean I'm not going to show love to the fans or I'm not going to say I was a Texan. That don't change. I will be that until I'm no longer on this earth. The things that I've done, the things that the other guys in the organization at one point or another did, you can't take that away. So that's not going to change, Larry. That's not going to change. That's
See,
not going to change.
Nah,
you
I'm
said what you said. You said, good old boy, go along. That's some real inflammatory stuff that I'm not going to let it ride. I'm going to let you get off what you're going to get off, but that's not going to ride because I know what you do for a living, and I know that there's things that people above you control and do and that you can't do nothing about, but you're going to continue to do what you do for a living. Now, we're not doing this for a living, but this represents a lot of who we are. At the end of the day, Andre Johnson is going to go into the Hall of Fame as a Houston Texan. Is he going to take the colors off then? No. So don't lump them in that. There's different categories to lump people in. Don't lump the former guys into that because those former guys are always going to be the guys. Don't get it twisted. Okay. And I don't agree with like 95% of stuff that goes on over there. But that doesn't change what I did for this organization, what the other guys did for the organization. There's things that I will let ride and the things will not let ride. I'm not going to let that ride. 100%.
Okay.
Not going to let that ride. Because we're going to get real on this station. Don't do that. There's things to do, but there's things not to do. Don't do that. There's certain positions that, like I said, there's decision makers over there that I don't agree with a lot of stuff they do. But at the end of the day, they're the decision makers. They don't control me. I go over there because I want to go over there. Or I do it all because I want to. It ain't about go along, get along. It's about I represent this city. This city show me love. They show my family love. So we're going to continue to do that. And when they gone, they gone. And if they make it work, great, they make it work. But that they don't control what I do. Don't ever get that twisted.
No, I'm not getting it twisted. What you're saying is that relationship hasn't been broken. And you're saying that you're not going along, that you're okay with it. What I'm saying to you is this. You did bleed. You and Dre and all you boys did bleed, just like we bled when they put the shovel in the dirt for them Texans.
100%.
And so you have enough power. You have enough power and enough dudes over there to be able to take a stand and say this is unacceptable. And you're talking about what I do as a leader of my squad or whatever I do. If there's something that I don't like, I'm going to bring it to the people and let them know that I don't like it, because you have to take a stand for something.
You don't think that happens? There's one thing of saying I'm going to lay my jersey down and say I'm done with this. Another thing's working things out from the inside. Do you think that doesn't happen? Have you listened to me on the air for how long? Do you don't think that there's things like that going on? I'm just saying, like, there's one thing to, like, say something. There's another thing to do something. And if you telling me that I'm going to turn in my colors because of a person that they brought in the building, then that means that everything I did didn't mean nothing. And that's not the case. Like I said, there's somebody – It was one year, it was Rick Smith, then it was Brian Gaines, then it was Nick Caserio, Bill O'Brien, all these different people. That'll never change the fact of what we did here for this city and what this city
these
did for us.
These boys different, Smitty. These boys different. I ain't never seen nothing like this. These boys different. There's an evil element over there trying to destroy them Texans, and everybody that got any kind of common sense can see it coming. But me and you will have this conversation with a stick and some yak, man, because I never want you to think that I'm trying to offend you. What I'm trying to get across is that there are thousands and millions of Texans fans that are disgusted by what we are seeing and what we thought that would be something that we could take to the grave to be proud of. And I can tell you, I haven't been proud of the Houston Texans since they lost that game in Kansas City when they was up 24-0. And ever since then, I've lived an existence where I can't even be a proud of the team that I love more than anything in our hall.
And while he was saying all of that, the last couple, you know, lines or whatever, I was nodding my head 100%. I get it. 100% get it. I know where you're coming from. But there's certain things that I let ride and certain things I'm not going to let ride. You can't, like I said, there's people in a power position. That's why this whole, like, people in the locker room discussing what goes on upstairs, those are two different worlds. We don't care about what goes on upstairs.
Well, here's my thing.
We don't care about, as a player, from that perspective, we care about what goes on amongst us and amongst the people that we see on the street.
I'm not trying to disrespect any of the names that he mentioned. And I'm not trying to minimize, but if your franchise quarterback saying you need a culture change and things need to change in the prime of his career, one of the five best quarterbacks in your league, the lipstick on the pig that has been the Texans organization since the start of 2019, if him giving you a warning sign and telling you that things need to change or I'm going to want to ride out, if that wasn't enough, what the hell is Kevin Walter with his skinny jeans and Wade Smith going up there throwing their shirt middle of the field gonna do for anything?
Yeah, I love my guy K Dub. Hey, the ladies love K Dub and them skinny jeans.
No, I'm not questioning, but I'm just saying. What? But if you know what I'm saying?
They love Kevin Walter and them skinny jeans.
But if the best player in franchise history, J.J. Watt, wanted no part of it, and if Deshaun Watson saying we need a culture change, if that wasn't enough for them to make a change. What is Wade Smith slapping that Texans ambassador shirt and Kevin Walter going up there and throwing his down? What is that going to do for anyone?
Listen, That's literally what I just said to Larry.
Yeah. Like,
you could, if everybody that's part of the Legends community, and they call us Legends now instead of Ambassadors for whatever reasons, NFL thing. But if everyone said, you know what, we're not going to be part of this organization, it's not going to change anything. It's not going to change anything. Now, what you do is you change things from the inside. You change things from, like, letting people know, like, hey, this. But when it comes to, like, operational stuff, talking about what decisions they make on the football side of things, we have no control over that.
The other thing is,
like, there's that is that that's like that's just that's foolish. It's a foolish thought process to even try to do. I can talk about it on the air, what I agree with, what I disagree with, and maybe sometimes they hear it, sometimes they don't. I don't really care. That's not the point. The point is that if they make their decisions based off of what people outside the building say, they're already wrong. You understand what I'm saying? They're wrong.
Maybe.
I understand.
I don't know. I feel like they could have listened. I feel like if they would have listened to this show, we wouldn't have been here.
I understand.
We said.
You're talking about big picture things.
I'm talking about Bill O'Brien shouldn't be GM. You've gotten as far as you can with Bill O'Brien. Brian Gain, trust. Like, I think they could have benefited from listening. The scariest thing for me, and we'll keep this rolling over. We'll keep the calls coming. The biggest problem to me is I think when you're dealing with the guy who's overseeing this culture, that level of what goes on, it almost seems like the more doubters, the more you kind of rally together and the more you're able to, like, grab the important people's ears. That's my level of fear.
You have reason to have fear. I said, I have no confidence that the way they're doing things is going to work because I haven't seen it work anywhere else except in New England.
Yeah.
I haven't. Have you? I've been watching football for, I don't know, 40 years now. Or not 40 years, probably 35 years of my life. And I've seen it work with the Patriots. They did it the same way kind of with the Giants before that. But there was a lot more leeway with Lawrence Taylor and guys like that.
Yeah.
I've never seen it work this way. No confidence that it will.
Let's keep this going. Wade Smith in for John Lopez. Some interesting stuff coming up as Reaction Monday continues next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.